This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am in Shanagarry, and that is in the most southern part of County Cork, Ireland. In fact, we're only a couple of miles from the sea. And we are at Ballymaloe House, a wonderful place to stay. In fact, this morning at breakfast, I chatted with a couple we met last night sitting in one of the lounges in front of one of the many fireplaces you'll find dotting Ballymaloe House. And I learned that this couple has been coming to Ballymaloe House for the last 30 years. And they come over on little holidays of anywhere from a few days to 10 days. And at this time of year, in December, they come over and they buy from the shop the Christmas cakes and fruit cakes and other treats. And I wouldn't be surprised if they also go home with a selection of Robin's handmade soap to give out as stocking. You like that? Stocking stuffers. You try saying that after a big breakfast and still recovering from jet lag. So we're going to be, if you've missed anything today, in any part of the earlier 2 hours, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com and click on the podcast and download the show and take us with you wherever you're going so we can keep you company whatever you're doing. And that'll be podcast for a year. Simultaneously, the audio is archived with show notes and links to the relevant websites. And you can listen to that forever and ever, because even after the podcast goes away, you'll be able to find the show notes for today's show, and also the links to the archive audio and to photos. And if you want to see photos, I haven't successfully gotten into as many blogs as I want to post, and I will, I promise. But in the interim, as a stopgap measure, check out facebook.com/stephanie.abrams.94. And you can just travel along with me, and you're going to have a blast doing it. So we're going to go off. I have to tell you why I'm interviewing the person I'm interviewing next. We arrived at Ballymaloe House. I went to our lovely house in the country accommodations, went into the beautiful, spacious, well-appointed bathroom, and washed my hands and face. And to do that, I had to take the little wrapper off the soap. And to do that, I had to notice that this soap at this family affair business was handmade by Robin Allen, who has married into the Allen clan, as many have. And you want to talk about women power? This is the place. So we're going to be talking with Robin, because I fell in love with the soap from the first second. And you have to fall in love with a place that pays amazing attention to every detail, right down to the soap. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I am sitting in what has become my favorite lounge, and there are several, here at Ballymaloe House, in the most southern part of County Cork in Ireland, joined with Robin Allen, soap maker extraordinaire. How did you get into making soap?
It was just something that I'd always wanted to do.
Why?
I had bad eczema, and I couldn't use most soaps. They're so drying. And so I just started to make it. And I also noticed that there weren't very many Irish companies making soap for hotels. So I saw a little market there for myself of something that would be used all the time.
Are there many hotels in Ireland that are using Robin's handmade soap?
There are a few country houses using my soap, yes.
What have you done to reach all the others?
Well, currently they want to have the moisturizer. They want to have the whole range, which I am not making yet.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
Yes.
Because I was having a conversation at breakfast with my husband about the soaps and the soap making and whatnot, and I said to him, I wonder if Robin has gotten into making shampoo,
yes,
and conditioner and moisturizer and whatever, because that would be, you know, a nice extension of your business, not thinking that, you know, to get into other places you need to do that, because they like to carry
the whole complete range.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And a thing that's been holding me back, my ethos is to do everything very naturally, natural ingredients, and I'm finding it very difficult to start up a business where I'm going to be using tens of thousands of plastic bottles, single-use plastic bottles. It's been holding me back a little bit. So I've been...
Oh, well, then you could just run around to various hotels and ask the people to hold their hands out. You and a ladle, you know, just ladle it into their hand. Did you ever see the film The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where he's giving a piano lesson to that older woman and she pays him in meatballs? Do you remember the scene? Oh, then you have to see the film again. He gives her a piano lesson. It's not really that piano lesson he's giving her. She's learning some songs to sing at her 50th or 60th wedding anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes there to give her lessons. And at the end of the lessons, she pays him meatballs, except today she doesn't have a dish handy. So she just asks him, Adam Sandler, to put out his hands, you know, cup his hands together, and she puts three hot meatballs with the red sauce into his hands. It's a very funny scene. So I picture you in a bucket and a ladle.
Running around
Ireland, just doling out the whatever potions and lotions you invent. There has to be another way. You know what? Hang on a second. There are little bottles that are made of recycled everything.
Yes, and there is also, I've just found a company in America that does recycled little cardboard sachets with a very thin layer of plastic on the inside, which I think is much more practical and much, you know, I'd be very happy to use that. But they're telling me they'll only fill my contents in their factory in America. So the logistics of making my stuff in Ireland, sending it to America and getting it sent back.
Why?
Because it's obviously done with a machine, it's sealed, they're very small.
Oh, it's injected.
Yeah. So that doesn't...
Oh, okay, I got another idea then.
Yes.
I don't know if this will suit you or not. They make those little foil packets that, you know, if you went into a fast food place like McDonald's and you wanted ketchup or mustard or something... Pickle relish in some places.
Something like that.
Yeah, it comes in mayonnaise.
Yes.
You know, it comes in a little foil wrap something. Anybody in Ireland doing that? Okay, all you American businesses, listen up. If you make that kind of thing, there's a whole market for it here in Ireland. And here's the best part. For all of you who play golf, take Wednesday afternoon off. My grandfather used to say that, you know, no dignified business person would work on a Wednesday. But, and I haven't quite figured out why, but he worked 6 days a week, so, you know, He was a great believer that you should only work half a day. Pick any 12 hours you want. So that's the nice thing about having a business in Ireland, that, you know, when you decide the business day has come to an end, or you need a break, or a mental health day, you can spend it on the golf course. And if you take some business associates, you can call it a meeting. And many companies do just that, and they make it very advantageous for companies, especially non-polluting companies, to come and set up shop in Ireland and create employment. As our new president-elect has done with what used to be Doonbeg and is now the Golf Trump, whatever, Trump Golf, whatever it's called, international something. Gorgeous area right on the ocean in County Clare. Just a beautiful area, which is giving wonderful employment to people in Ireland. So, in any event, I do that. Do all of that. And that and...
It's on my list of things
that
to do.
That and a pair of twins, 21 months old, and your other child is how old?
3.5.
Good. So you've grown how many arms? Are you planning to come back in your next life as an octopus? Because that's my great desire. I wish to be an octopus. I'd have all those extra hands.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Robin Allen, who makes handmade soaps that you will find at some charming inns and B&Bs, but certainly at Ballymaloe House in County Cork, Ireland. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Robin Allen. Robin has married into the Allen clan. That these are the descendants of the founders of Ballymaloe House in County Cork, Ireland. This is a marvelous place. And it was no surprise to me this morning to find out this couple from London has been coming here for 30 years, and they come over 2, 3, 4 times a year for little breaks, but always in December to pick up cakes and yummy things from their shop and gift items to take home for Christmas time. And I have Robin Allen with me. When was the first time you made soap?
It was about 3 years ago. And I made a few bars and I brought them up to the shop here and I gave them to Wendy. And I said, I've got 5 bars of soap. Will you sell them in your shop? And if they don't sell, then I'll take them back. And she rang me a day later and said they'd all sold. Would I bring 10 more? And it just went from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now they're in every room.
here.
Now they're in every room here, and I have an online shop, but I sell in various shops around Ireland. And
so is your online shop robinshandmadesoap.com?
Yes, it is.
And will you ship to the U.S.?
I will ship anywhere in the world.
Isn't this good news, people? Go check out robinshandmadesoap.com. Now, you said earlier you made these soaps because you suffer from eczema.
Very bad eczema on my hands, yes. And actually,
let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Has anybody ever said to you, don't eat dairy products?
Yes.
And it didn't help?
I've tried everything. Absolutely.
No. When people say they've tried everything, they've often tried nothing because they've never tried anything long enough. It's like we've been disciplining children. This child is a monster, and I've tried everything, but you've never tried anything long enough to make it work. So let me ask you a question. Have you eliminated milk? Not dairy products that are processed, like yogurt or cheeses, but milk and ice cream and that kind of thing.
Yes, I did go on an exclusion diet for 2 years.
And it didn't help?
It didn't help my eczema.
That's very odd.
My eczema is affected by a combination of things, and one of them is what's going on in my hands.
Okay. Have you gone up to Iceland to have a swim in the Blue Lagoon?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so now that's my Christmas present to you is the suggestion. Unfortunately,
you.
I can't give you the airline tickets. But get yourself a flight to Reykjavik, Iceland, and organize to go over to the Blue Lagoon for a swim. And they have greatly upgraded the facilities next to the Blue Lagoon. The waters are like hot springs, and they are loaded with minerals. And there are stories galore about the curative aspects of whatever's in that water.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to try it. They used to. You know what the locker room used to be? It was a couple of poles with nails on it where you could hang your towel. That was it. You got out of the water, and if it was this time of year, it would be cold. And grab your towel. But now they've built little facilities and whatnot. I haven't interviewed them in a good 8 years now, so I don't know, you know, what the deal is. But have a look. But in the meantime, you find your soaps are...
Well, my eczema's cleared up from using just my own soap.
What are the ingredients that make it special?
Well, I tell you what, with homemade soap, the glycerin is contained in the soap. And with commercial soap, they take the glycerin out.
Why?
Because it can be sold on as a byproduct in other cosmetic products. So the glycerin is the moisturizing part of the soap.
Uh-huh.
And so the glycerin is what keeps the water, the moisture close to your skin. So if you buy homemade soap, the glycerin is going to moisturize your hands and keep the moisture in. If you buy commercial soap, it's drying and it strips your skin of all the moisture. And that's why if you have skin problems, you know, it's just problems worse. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and added to that, I don't use any synthetic fragrances or chemical preservatives.
I noticed one of them is called lavender.
Yes.
So is it made with a lavender flower?
I use pure essential oils to fragrance my soaps. So they're non-irritating and they smell really good as well. My house smells amazing.
You've brought me a little collection here. Thank you for the presents.
You're welcome.
I see one says lime and what? What is that?
Lime and bergamot.
Lime and what?
Bergamot. It's a type of Italian, some people say it's an orange or a sort of a lime. It's green.
Okay.
It's very zesty, lime and bergamot.
And there was something that said cocoa on it.
There's a chocolate husk soap.
Oh, give me a spoon.
With goat's milk, so it's very exfoliating and it smells a little bit like chocolate.
Oh, I can't wait to use them all.
It's moisturizing as well.
Wonderful. Well, I want to remind everybody, happily, I just had the pleasure of using this soap on my natural skin I wasn't thinking of curative properties, but it's fabulous. RobinsHandmadeSoap.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay with me. We're going off to the cookery school.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Business Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Golf is such an easy game.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I know we have so many golfers in our listening audience, and we're particularly aware of that because every time we talk specifically about golf, we watch our visitors' numbers at travelers411.com and travel with the other show is Travel with Stephanie Abrams. The other website is sabrams, sabrams.com, and we watch the numbers spike a bit. Most of the places that you'd be golfing in Ireland in particular, many of them either have spas on property or there are spas nearby. They are for the most part located either in or near some wonderful town or village where there's great shopping and museums and galleries and fun places to visit. So if you're not a golfer and you're traveling with someone who golfs, you're not completely at your wit's end. Although I have to tell you, the golfing resorts tend to be places where you wish you had more time just to linger. Some of them have leisure centers, which we'd call fitness centers, swimming pools and the like. But, you know, sometimes it's just awfully nice to find yourself a cozy spot and curl up and enjoy quiet, something you rarely get in your life, I'm sure. And we're currently running around Ireland and stumbling over, visiting with, falling across people who are the ones who make golfing tick at the location we're visiting. And I am so happy to be with Gareth Jones here at the Glass and Country House and Golf Resort, located just minutes outside of the town of Athlone. Actually, it's the city Athlone. It's a big enough city that 2/3 of it is in County Westmeath and 1/3 of it is in County Roscommon. So that's how big it is. And it's one town over with a wonderful old castle to explore and a darling town. And it is dead center on the map of Ireland. So if you dropped a target over Ireland, Athlone would be bullseye. It's an hour from Dublin. It's an hour from Galway. It's just about an hour any place you draw a circle around it to get to just about anywhere you want to be. So it's a great place to base yourself. Very modern, with a kind of French provincial touch to it. I mean, the place is... How many hotels can you say you walk down the hallway and it's just gorgeous? The doors to the rooms are the kinds of things people cheap out on because they don't want to spend that much for the front door of their house, but they ought to. That's the kind of doors, and there are massive numbers of them because every entrance to every accommodation, to the dining rooms, to the public rooms, have these gorgeous wood doors and light and bright and cheery. Just like Gareth Jones, who is the director of golf here at the Glass and Country House and Golf Club. How long have you been here, Gareth?
Stephanie, thanks for the introduction. I'm here 16 years so far.
Oh my gosh.
So
when did the place open?
The course opened in 1993, so it's a good while now. So Christy O'Connor Jr. was the original designer, so from an Irish perspective, he'd be a very famous golfer and Ryder Cup hero, and also, you know, one of the top designers in the country.
What makes this golf course special? Why would golfers want to play here?
I think you've got a few different elements about the golf course. I think in terms of the setting and the location, you're snap bang in the middle of Lochree, so you have views out over the lake from every single hole on the course. It's got to be one of the most visually stunning courses that you'll play in the country. So far as the actual course itself is concerned, it's one of relatively few courses that can be enjoyed by the different range of handicappers. So if you're one of the small number of golfers that plays off a handicap of 4, you'll find it challenging and rewarding. Whereas if you're a more normal golfer playing off 24, shall we say, then you can still enjoy the golf and relax and have a great time.
Yeah, 24 or less is what you need to play at St. Andrews on the old course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found that out because a few years back we went to Scotland and we took our senior producer, David Isby, and Kevin, our sound engineer, both golfers, with us. And in order for me to get them as a surprise, set it all up, surprise them when we picked them up at Edinburgh Airport, I had to find out what their handicap was. And David is 22, so he snuck in just under the wire. And I don't remember what Kevin was, but happily they were able to make it under those numbers. You know, on a day like today, sometimes the challenge, aside from the course itself, is the wind. But on a day like today, contrary to popular opinion, and everybody in Ireland and elsewhere who opens their mouth about Ireland, the first thing they talk about is the rain. I don't know what they're talking about. You know, there's clearly rain in Ireland, but I watch the news and you watch the weather sweep from Ireland right across the rest of Europe. So everybody gets their fair share. It's only the Irish who talk about it. Today, I think the challenge is the sun. It's so horribly bright out there on this December day. It's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know. What is the temperature? Do you know what the temperature was out there? It's I don't know. It's close to 50 degrees out there. There's no wind. So, you know, it's just a spring day going on out there. But the sun is so blazing bright. How do you look up into that trying to see where the ball went?
Well, it's a good problem to have, if you put it that way. I think what you'll tend to do is keep the eyes closed and get your partner to have a look for you.
That's the first time I've heard a golf pro tell people, well, you know, address the ball and keep your eyes closed. That's funny. Yeah. That's very funny. And it's interesting that you mentioned that from every hole there is a gorgeous view, because one of the questions I generally ask people who are professionals in golf associated with a particular golf course, especially those that are on the grounds of some lovely place, is there a hole where you're going to want to get that special photo? In the Scottish border region at Flora's Castle, it's the Roxborough Golf Club, it's hole 14. I won't forget that one. Where there's a spectacular view of Flora's Castle, far in the distance, because it's a 50,000-acre estate owned by a fellow who is very stingy. I wanted him to loan a book to a historic place in America, and he said, I'm not dead yet, and I'm not dying, so he couldn't possibly loan the book, which would have brought them amazing publicity had he done it, but hey. But there is this phenomenal view from the 14th hole of the castle, just framed in the distance. But you mentioned that, you know, you're overlooking the lake everywhere. Is there one particular hole, though, that's...
Yeah, I suppose aside from the fact that you're spoiled for choice, it's hard to narrow it down, but I'd say there's probably two holes, because they both bring slightly different things to the picture, depending on what you're looking for. Our 14th hole, coincidentally, is one of the key, I suppose, feature holes.
Why?
Well, you access the back tee, you climb up into the woods, so it's a long-established sort of beech tree copse of woods. So you climb back up into the woods, and you have the elevated view down the 14th fairway. It's a par 5 dogleg hole, so you've got the driver in hand, you're up in the woods, you can see the lake down in front of you, and you can see the hole sweeping down a straight and then veering sort of sharp right at the end of the fairway. It's a nerve-wracking hole, because you've got out of bounds on the left and out of bounds on the right, but from a visual perspective, it says something about the whole property, and it's a great hole to score well on if you do, and you know that you're sort of winning one against the card if you come in with your par, and from a visual perspective, it just has that stunning elevated view out over the lake. So that's probably one of the key holes.
Now, hang on before you get to the second.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you talk about climbing up the hill. How should you be playing golf in your hiking boots or what?
No, we're talking sort of 40 yards or something. So I think you should still be able to manage that by the time you get
to
the 14th.
And, you know, on that subject, do people just walk about dragging their
clubs with little wheels on the bottom, or are there buggies available? What is it called, golf carts?
Yeah, there's whatever suits, basically, so that you're not compelled to take a buggy or a golf cart, but there's 15 buggies or golf carts available for rent, sort of pre-book them.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Gareth Jones, the director of golf at Glasson Country House in Glasson, County Westmeath, Ireland, just an hour from Dublin.
And dig your game out of the range. Be Daly-esque and crush that driver. Concentrate just like Tiger and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that bay like Trevino, play that draw just like Sergio, hit it straight. Byron Nelson's claim to fame. Get out of that rough, just like Sammy, pop that wedge, just like Lefty, and you'll find that golf is...
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarede Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800 800-711-6812.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Straight down the middle.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Gareth Jones, the director of golf at Glasson Country House and Golf Club. This is such a wonderful place, and it's so easy to get to, and it's just off of the Dublin-Galway Road, sometimes called the Galway-Dublin Road. Depends on where you're starting out and who you're talking to. It's a two-hour trip. It's very much like the two-hour New Jersey Turnpike trip from New York to the Delaware Memorial Bridge, the Mass Pike from Berkshire County in Massachusetts, in western Massachusetts, to Boston. But you've got this, you know, you're driving through Ireland, so the views are a bit different, and you've got a big challenge when you get on that road. If you just get on the road, it's 2 hours end-to-end, Dublin to Galway or vice versa. But I dare you to do that. I mean, you really have to be committed to do that, because as you're driving around all over Ireland, as well as on that road, you'll see these big chocolate brown signs. And in white lettering and white graphic design, it'll say something like somebody's waterfalls. And then there'll be a kind of illustration of the waterfalls or somebody's castle. And little indication that you're going to be getting off at the next exit to do that. So it often will take you hours longer because how can you just pass by and not get off at the exit and do a little exploring? But Athlone, which is the nearest town, only about 10 minutes down the road, down a country road, you'll be in Athlone, is dead center on that trip. So it's an hour from Galway, an hour from Dublin, and while it's not my recommendation, if you are trapped in Dublin on business or at a convention or whatever, escape to Glasson, have some fun, and then go back and join up with your group. I don't recommend that, though. I'd rather see you break away and at least spend a night or two and really enjoy the place. But it's better to get here than not get here at all. So that would be my recommendation. Gareth, when was the first time you remember having a golf club in your hand?
I suppose I probably started, first of all, when I was around 8. So it was a...
How did that happen?
Well, at the time, my parents were living over in Nigeria. So there was a local golf club, and it was one of the things that we sort of got started into at an early age. So it was a great experience.
At what point did you know you weren't interested in doing anything else but spending your day professionally immersed in golf?
I suppose I've always really enjoyed the game. So as much as being a professional and earning my living from it, I get enjoyment out of it. And I think that's a key element.
It's like being a surfer or something, you know, that's called wow.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds that way. Yeah.
That's it. You at least get to spend your day doing something you really love doing.
Correct.
So what's the best round you ever played?
It's around Glasson. I've yet to really set the course alight, so 71 would be the best that I've shot here. So it's par 73.
Oh, so 200 par.
Yeah,
not a bad story to retell.
Not a bad one.
Are there any things that golfers generally do wrong that they need to correct? I mean, is there like one thing that you see again and again that people are doing that, you know, if they would just do this, they'd improve their game?
I'd say a high proportion of getting ordinary golfers or normal golfers to improve is to get their mental approach right. So it's not so much, you know, holding the club too tight or putting your left foot forward too far and swinging too slowly or too fast. It's getting their heads around not compounding mistakes. So
how do you do that?
I think you just got to analyze yourselves a bit more and just take a step before you hit the next shot. I think, okay, I've made a mistake. I don't want to make this mistake again. I'm in the trees. Let's not try and pull out the 3-iron and hit it through that 4-inch gap 50 yards ahead of me. I saw it happen on telly. I'm sure I'm able for it. Just take your punishment, chip the ball sideways, out onto the fairway, accept that you're going to lose a shot or possibly two shots, but nothing worse than that. And that'll make a huge difference to the actual handicap.
And so what you're saying is people get their heads into, I'm going to get this, I'm not going to give up on this. Well, remember the film Tin Cup?
I do, yes.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the film Tin Cup, people, you're going to love it. But he is so determined. He is going to persevere over that ball. And he wins the battle, but he loses the war.
That's it.
Yeah, but nobody forgot him. See the film, Tin Cup. You'll enjoy it. We have so much more golfing to talk about and so many other things to talk about while we're here in Ireland. So stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.